When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we are on the 15th floor of Wackner's Mad. We're in a separated section of the Mad in the southwest corner. As a north-south bit, and then an east-west bit coming off with a little alcove on the north of it. All right, I'm going to go to the southwest corner. The stone and earth walls in this section of the dark passage are whittled with long, jagged cracks. Particular item may be of use here. Cracks. Okay, I know what you use here, because I've done this about 6 times before. It's the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Gonna use it. 32 experience to general. With a mighty stroke, you hammer the frost-covered head of your fearsome hammer into the wall. The barrier of stone and earth crumbles beneath the force of your blow, showering you with dirt and debris as a deep rumble echoes through the surrounding darkness. And fortunately, it didn't cause anything else to collapse on my head. Probably because there really isn't anything else. Because it's sort of just floating in the nevernous. Somehow. In gate space. Thanks to your handiwork, a long concealed portion of the passage is now revealed. Alright, now I can go further east to another section. But what is in the very southwest corner? Oh, particular item may be of use here. Oh, it's hammer time! 32 experience to general. With a mighty stroke, you slam your frost-covered head of your fearsome hammer into the wall. The barrier of stone and earth crumbles beneath the force of your blow, showering you with dirt and debris as deep rumble echoes through the surrounding darkness. Thanks to your handiwork, a long concealed portion of the passage is now revealed. Okay, that also goes east. And it links up with the passage. Ooh, we have a suddenly. You immediately draw to a halt and assume a defensive stance as an enormous stone figure steps out of the darkness ahead. The fearsome Benimoth, his massive stone limbs and torso bending as if they were made of flesh, moves swiftly towards you. As the immense being closes in, you suddenly notice that its bulky upper body is whittled with an array of jagged cracks. Cracks, like those walls we've just been smashing. Oh, I'm pretty sure this means equip the Hammer of Icy Wrath. But I'm going to fight it the usual way. First, with my Spruce Smasher. Hold your ground and engage the Stone Behemoth. with its ghastly bellows winging out along the earthen passage. The towering being of stone strides forward and attacks. It's a stone guardian. Alright. It has a lot of health. A lot. Hundreds. Maybe even a thousand. Stone Guardian bellows as it swats at you with its giant fists. The Stone Guardian deals you a devastating blow for 31 damage. Okay, it looks like it's not invincible, but it's just impractical to fight if you don't have the hammer. Or you don't happen to be someone with, I don't know, either some various, a heavy donator, pretty much. A heavy donator could probably just spam attack it, but even that would take a long, long time. Even for them, it would just be a lot more convenient just to equip the hammer. You know what, I'm going to run. It's knocked me down to 67 health. Down all the way from 330. Time to run. You fled from combat. After a brief but harrowing fight. Well, not that brief. But very harrowing. The fearsome being of flight. Oh, the fight wasn't brief, but the flight was. Fearsome being of stone abandoned his pursuit. Wasting no time, you quickly check over your equipment for once again setting off along the urban passage. Alright, this seems to be it's a random encounter. It could occur anywhere and presumably becomes more and more common as you defeat the minions. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The passage shakes as a towering being of earth and stone stomps into view. The elemental terror, its broad torso filling almost the entirety of its corridor, stretches wide its toothless gaping maw and unleashes a fearsome bellow. With its broad fists of stone scraping against the walls, the hulking earth elemental charges at you. It's hulking, but nowhere near as hulking as the previous one, I thought. Just a greater earth elemental, but not that great. The hulking elemental swipes you with its massive stone fists, deals you a savage blow for 7 damage, and is slain. 14 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, and then spending a bit of time healing afterwards, most of the healings from the previous fight against the Biggin. You spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, just filling in unexplored gaps. Ooh, suddenly, a low rumble rises into the air as a series of tremors run through the passage. You instinctively spring forward, attempting to escape from this section of the urban corridor before the ceiling collapses. Picking a number, bonus of 50, 20 from agility, 20 from woodmanship, 10 from luck. Got to get 75 or more. Pick now. 130 success. In a remarkable feat of speed and agility, you spring forward, diving and rolling clear of the shower of earth and stone raining down from above. After regaining your feet, you turn and glance back along the passage. Despite the rubble and debris now heaped throughout the corridor, the passage remains transversable, and very much so for Sir Crokington, who is both very small and very capable of jumping, what with being a toad and all. Alright, it's another greater earth elemental. Just going to quick combat this. Alright. We're getting to the southeast corner of this section. Alright, here's a stone behemoth. Time to equip the Hammer of Icy Wrath. It's two-handed, so I've got to unequip the shield, lowering my stats even further. Then the Hammer of Wrath, lowering my stats all. With this, my stats have been lowered from 372 to 319. Because it just so happened the two things I under-equipped were crazy overpowered. And the Spruce Smasher was also powering up two other items as well. So, lots of big, huge, enormous stat drop from that. Oh well. I've still got more. Still got enough MR to 3 plus everything. Yeah. Suddenly, immediately draws a halt and assumes a defensive stance as an enormous stone figure steps out of the darkness ahead. The fearsome behemoth, its massive stone limbs and torso bending as if they were made of flesh, swiftly moves towards you. As the immense being closes in, you suddenly notice that its bulky upper body is riddled with an array of jagged cracks. That's why I've got the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Hold your ground and engage the stone behemoth. With its ghostly bellows winging out along the earthen passage, the towering being of stone strides forward and attacks its stone guardian. Just fighting it regularly. Do I use the hammer as an item? No. Here we are. Here's the super special. Your hammer staggers the stone guardian with a deadly breath of stone-splitting frost. And that does 244 damage. And only takes about 1/8 of its health off. So it's probably got around about 2,000 health-ish. And there it goes again. 241 damage. Just bashing it and waiting for the special to work. Ooh, the hammer staggers the stone guardian with the deadly breath of stone-splitting frost. Oh, it can wet, so it can smash things, and it can do ice. Well, it is icy wrath, so that we'd expect to get ice. You got ice, you got wrath, and sometimes you get icy wrath at the same time. Oh, and there's a special again, 375. And then 255. Alright. It is slain. Alright. This isn't an indestructible being like the fire and ice elementals a few floors back. Two episodes, or was it three? It'll be explained in the item descriptions. You step back from the heap of shattered stone, all that remains of the fearsome guardian, and spend several moments recovering from the brutal combat. After checking over your gear, you once again prepare to resume your exploration. Alright, now I'm going to that little alcove to the southeast in the new area we've smashed our way through. The stone and earth walls in this section of the passage are riddled with long jagged cracks. Then it's hammer time. Dun-na-na-na. We can smash this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And so on. That's as much as I can remember. And can say without lawyers turning up. They just turn up. They just magically appear. 32 experience to general. With a mighty stroke, you slam the frost-covered head of your fearsome hammer into the wall. The barrier of stone and earth crumbles beneath the force of your blow, showering you with dirt and debris as a deep rumble echoes through the surrounding darkness. Thanks to your handiwork, a long-concealed portion of the passage is now revealed. Now I can go further east. Oh, and a new question mark has turned up as well. But first, smash through an earth elemental. It was in my way. And then another one, which was also in my way, but not for long. Now it's just a thin layer of soil, from which perhaps something good will grow. or something like that. All right, what is this question mark? A broad spoon slab of stone rises up the passage here. The crude likeness of a large tackerback. Its wings spread wide, it's engraved upon the slab. Can I use the hammer? Of course not, it's too pretty. This is too well carved to smash. All right, tackerback, like that feather I got, well, not just got it quite a bit back. Where is it? Solid silver feather, use. With the silver feather gripped tightly between your thumb and forefinger, you step onto the engraved slab. You're immediately overcome by a strange sensation. 128 experience doors goes up. How is this? Pretty nice. As the feeling fades, you turn to step off the slab, but suddenly stumble. Much to your surprise, there is no longer any sign of the engraved slab. Okay, and now making my way northwest from there. Another greater earth elemental. Just going to quick combat that. 14 XP. And there's another one. This one's not even greater. 14 XP. Alright, it cracks, which means it's hammer time. Da-na-na-na-na. No, don't use the feather. Use the hammer. 32 experience together to general. And now I can go to the west. Ooh, another question mark's coming up, just to the west of where I am. But first, greater earth elemental becomes 14 XP. And this ties me back to where to the starting section. And I'll go to the north. Standing just beyond the threshold of this small earthen chamber, its bright blue aura scattering much of the immediate gloom. It's the phantasmal figure of a bearded man. The ghostly figure turns in your direction and acknowledges you with a single nod. Is this Wagner? Is this some sort of person who's from the Grey Circle who's trying to help me? Is this the person that's pursuing me? I guess we'll just approach the figure and find out. As you step towards the ghostly figure, he suddenly begins speaking in a low, clear voice. Three eyes in the dark, lay five upon my mark. Three eyes in the dark, lay five upon my mark. But where is the sense in it? I found three of the five, but I dropped them in my haste. It's no longer of any consequence. How foolish have I been to allow myself to be lured this deep? Soon there'll be no way out, no more escapes. The wizard yet lives, and will protect his domain with all the ancient terrible power at his disposal. Three eyes in the dark, lay five upon my mark. I will leave this folly where it lies, and never return here. For as long as my warning remains, may it convince any who brazenly tread here to do the same. Okay, so this is someone else who came here. Was it the same person that gave the message about a trap? Trap, run, or something. The message on the floor with the indestructible giant fire beast. Yes. Could it be him? Because, yeah, I guess he managed to get out, but probably not without cost. Well, he did live long enough to leave the message. Maybe he managed to get out, or at least some of him got out. At the end of the wambling warning, the glowing bearded phantasm reveals the date. You're taken aback when you realise this magical warning, apparently left behind by an adventurer who long ago abandoned his exploration of the maze, was placed here over 600 years ago. Is that different from the other message with Shadow Time to it? I think it probably is. So that, now that if it is different, then that means there's been two explorers. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. I mean, this is one of the great legendary mysteries of the world. Every now and again, people are going to have, someone's going to follow some clues to find the clues, and they just won't be able to resist going in. And presumably, these people are going to have a lot harder time because they don't have all the magics of the Grey Circle to, at least somewhat, at least knock off the bitter pointed edge of the difficulty of this place. And so they're, well, they won or they die. Looks like this guy decided to run. Maybe he got out. I like to think he got out. After all, there was enough of him left to leave this message, at least. And then he just has to go west and south a bit, and he's up to the way up. And then he can just escape and tell no one how he got there, because, one, he probably forgot because of all the trauma. And two, they'll just die. Until recently, there was no great import to getting to the bottom of the WAD. It wasn't the fate of nations on the line. But now, with the portal being opened from the other side, the risk is worth it now. The risk of going into the mad is worth it. Before, it was just another adventure. Another adventure. Now, it's a heroic quest. A quest of world-saving proportions. And that's why Sir Crokin is going to keep going. No matter how crazy it gets, until she gets to the very bottom, and then she's going to close this portal, seal away, which I assume will probably destroy Wackler's Mad entirely. I'm just guessing, because that's usually how it works. That's usually how it works with dungeons. You take the treasure, you kill the boss, the thing collapses. And of course, since this place is in a Neville bubble sort of thing, when it collapses, it doesn't just get buried under the ground a little bit, where someone, say, if you had got a few miners around, or some quarry guys, you know, some sappers or something, got them round, you could get it out again. It'd be a lot of work, but you could get to it. But when Wackner's Mad collapses, it collapses to nothingness. It'll be dissolved into a string, into a fog of impossibilities, or something like that. I'm just guessing. I really am just guessing. I'm just guessing because I'm feigning ignorance of things that haven't yet happened to Sir Crokin, but have happened to my other characters. I am just guessing. Okay, it is a bit of a spoiler, but we haven't got to the bottom yet. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Alright, anyway, here we go. I think, well, if you're this far in, you're in. And he just says the same thing again, because, well, it's just a message, it's not a person. Okay, now let's go north of where we entered. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you. as if your energy is being rapidly drained. Pick a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Got to get 75 or more. Pick now. 105 success. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that assails you, but I still lost 3 Neville Reserve. Of course, it doesn't really matter because I can just zoop my way back up again. Oh, it's another one of those stone bed moss forts. I already have the hammer equipped. So it's time to bash it. Your hammer staggers the guardian with a deadly breath of stone splinting frost. I think it was the same every staggering blow to me for 10 damage. 29 damage. Yeah, but I can do way more damaging specials than you because Reknor planned for me to do those damaging specials. Partly out of craziness, partly out of a scheme to test those who get to the bottom. Maybe other reasons, maybe just fun. I mean, if you've been stuck here for 1,000 years, you're gonna fiddle. You're gonna fiddle with your labyrinth. Because you've got nothing else to do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your hammer staggers the guardian with a deadly breath of stone splinting frost. It's nearly done and slain. I also go into battle rage, but it's the special that really counts in this fight. You have slain your foe. 140 experience, 128 experience to general. You step back from the heap of shattered stone, all that remains of the fearsome guardian, and spend several moments recovering from the brutal combat. After checking over your gear, you once again prepare to resume your exploration. Alright, north from the entrance is the trap check. Energy being drained. 2 energy was drained. Alright, hammer time. 32 experience as general, and you get the exact same message as when you crack the other places. You gotta save some time when you're writing tens of thousands of sections, and writing tens of thousands of sections, thousands of item descriptions. hundreds of law book entries and all sorts of little fiddly stuff that I've not even thought of yet. Oh yeah, and all the programming too. Alright, new place. But Greater Earth Elemental sneaks up on me while I was taking a breath from that. He's just slain. 14 XP. Okay, making my way to the northwest corner of the entire floor. Earth Elemental becomes 14 XP. Energy drained. Just one this time. Alright, there's a crack here, but I'm not going to explore that yet. I'm going to follow this passage to a little alcove. Another stone behemoth. Just going to smash that. It goes down like the others. Oh, there's a lot of these. I thought there'd just be one. Because there's just one giant towering fire and ice thing. But I guess since these are beatable, Ragnar felt, oh, might as well put a few more in. Or something like that. And slain. 140 XP. 128 experience to general. You step back from the heap of shattered stone, all that remains of the fearsome guardian, and spend several moments recovering from brutal combat. After checking over your gear, you once again prepare to resume your exploration. And now, southwest to another question mark. Earth Elemental blocks my path, but not for long. It becomes 14 XP and some soil. A broad, crude slab of stone rises out of the passage floor here. The crude likeness of a large tackerback. Its wings spread wide is engraved upon the slab. A particular item may be of use here. Alright, yep, it's time for the solid silver feather. With the silver feather gripped tight between your thumb and forefinger, you step onto the engraved slab. You're immediately overcome by a strange sensation. 128 experience to all skills and powers. Very nice. As the feeling fades, you turn to step back off the slab, but suddenly stumble, much to surprise. There's no longer any sign of the engraved slab. And now there is nothing there. Nothing at all. Okay, we've got back to that cracked wall we just left. Let's smash it. And we smash it. And now I can go southeast a bit. To another section. Suddenly. Magic is being drained. Two magic was drained. Okay. Oh, here's another question mark. Large tackerback, its wings spread wide, is engraved upon the slab. Solid silver feather. Another 128 experience to all skills and powers. As the feeling fades, you step off the slab, but suddenly stumble. Much to surprise, there was no longer any sign of the engraved slab. You just get so much experience when you're exploring Ragnar's Mad. You do, because you get like little bonuses like these all over the place. And of course there'll be the really big ones when you defeat the big things. But that'll be deeper. As the feeling fades, you turn to step back off the slab, but suddenly stumble. Much to your surprise, there's no longer any sign of the engraved slab. Oh, we're past half an hour already. Another stone Benoff. Just gonna quick combat that. It is slain. 140 experience. 128 experience to general. You step back from the heap of shattered stone. All that remains of the fearsome guardian. And spend several moments recovering from the brutal combat. After checking over your gear, you once again prepare to resume your exploration. Okay. Earth Elemental, quick combat. 14 XP. A fair number of wandering foes still remain. Must have been a lot when we started then. All right, the southeast part of this section, there's another cracked wall. So another time to use the hammer for another 32 experience. Revealing more passages, but Stone Benamoff sneaked up on me while I was busy smashing things. So I'm going to smash it as well. Because no one stops me from smashing things. Except myself, who's very affected with that. 140 XP, 140, 28 experience to general. You step back from the heap of shattered stone, all that remains of the fearsome guardian, and spend several moments recovering from the brutal combat. After checking over your gear, you once again prepare to resume your exploration. Suddenly, as you step past the heaped remains of the stone guardian, your eyes are suddenly drawn to a curious object lying on the earthen floor of the corridor. A closer examination reveals the item to be a small stone cube. Each of the cube's six sides are adorned with engravings depicting an eye, a moon, or a skull. Now, I'm going to guess these eyes, moons, and skulls are exactly the same as the eyes, moons, and skulls on all those dials we've been twirling. Well, those eyes, moons, and skulls we kept seeing. You count an equal number, two, of each different engraving while studying the cube. Now, let's have a closer look. This is item number 1971. Each of the small cube's six sides are adorned with engravings that depict either an eye, a moon, or a skull. You count an equal number two of each engraving while studying the cube. Well, I don't really get anything extra from doing that, but I had to be sure. Satisfied, and also, of course, that description will come in handy if you're looking for it a long time later and you've kind of forgot where you got it. Because you often do, because you get a lot of items in this game. Thousands of them. And I don't know, and of course, a lot of them are misc items, so you can't really tell by looking at them what they're for. If you don't, you know, remember where you got them. Satisfied you haven't overlooked anything else, you promptly set off along the dark passage. We can't tell just by the name what they're for. In fact, this one, you have no idea what it's for. But it will do something in this dungeon, in this labyrinth, that's for sure. Satisfied you haven't overlooked anything else, you promptly set off along the dark passage. Suddenly, a low rumble rises into the air as a series of tremors run through the passage. You instinctively spring forward, attempting to escape from this section of the urban corridor before the ceiling collapses. Picking a number, bonus of 49, 19 from agility, 20 from woodmanship, 10 from luck. Got to get 75 or more, or be crushed. Pick now. 72, failure. Your painful cries, yeah! I can't do a proper painful cry. It's about half past midnight. I don't want to wake anyone up. Your painful cries are quickly drowned out by a deadly shower of earth and stone raining down from above. 16 damage. Thankful to have survived the unexpected collapse. Fortunately, Sir Croakington was small enough that only one of the rocks fell on her. If she'd been a bit bigger, more of them would have fallen on her. Thankful to have survived the unexpected collapse, you pour yourself out of a pile of rock and debris and glance back along the passage. Despite the rubble and debris now heaped through the corridor, the passage remains transversible. Convenient. Alright, going northeast. There's another earth elemental. Smash that. 14 XP. Okay, this the end of this route doesn't lead to a smashable bit. There's another earth elemental. Quick combat. 14 XP. Okay, I'm making my way round to the southeast section of this entire earth elemental smash. This entire floor. It's going to take a while. It's a bit... Oh, here's another stone Benamoth. Quick combat that. 140 XP, 128 experience to general. You react to its collapse, the same as you reacted to all the others. And we now have got another engraved stone cube. We'll definitely do something with them. Exploration status, dwindling number of wandering foes were met. Oh, that's good. Okay, and Earth Elemental quick combat. 14 XP. Greater Earth Elemental also becomes 14 XP. Still a dwindling number of wandering foes. Mate, another Earth Elemental. Stop attacking me, Earth Elementals. I'm trying to get somewhere. You know? Like a person that goes places and does things. Okay. Okay. I'm now near the eastern side. Well, near the southeastern side. And we're going to someplace new. Magic drain. Three magic was drained. Three Neville Reserve. Alright, I'm near the southeast corner and we've got another jagged, crackety wall. Gonna smash my way through, and I do. 32 experience. Alright, very southeast corner now. Earth Elemental was waiting there, but I smashed it. That wasn't waiting there, it was just a random encounter. It could have been anywhere. But let's just say it was waiting there. Alright, the end of that passage doesn't seem to lead to anywhere. Earth Elemental. Well, this is a labyrinth. Not every part of the labyrinth is there for you to, you know, do something. Some of it is there so you can get lost. Which is presumably a lot easier to do when you're not viewing the thing from above in a map-like view. Which admittedly I could simulate by looking at... Explore it like an actual person who's stuck there. If I put it in graphical first person. Yeah. Exploring in first person mode, it's very confusing, but okay. The stone and earth walls in this section of the dark passage are riddled with long, jagged cracks. Exploration status. Dwindling number. Okay, I can smash it. Now, of course, this first person, it doesn't, you know, show you everything. It doesn't actually show you the details of the dungeon. Because all the dungeons look the same because this is a text-based game. It's not a graphical dungeon crawler, so you wouldn't expect it to, you know, look different. Or, you know, to actually be able to see the long, jagged cracks on the wall. Because, look, that would take forever. Especially for a dungeon mode that nobody uses, because it's so bloody inconvenient and awkward and easy to get lost in. As anyone who's tried to play one of those, well, let's say Phantasy Star 1 and 2, maybe, without, or any of those other first-person tile-based map exploration games where you don't have a map. Yeah, a map that also shows you where you are, because a map's kind of useless if you don't know where you are. It's just, yes, okay, there's this place, and this place. But I have no idea how to get there. And no idea where I am. Yeah, although admittedly, I mean, if you follow the map from the start, you can figure it out. But you're probably not going to do that until you're actually lost. And then the map won't help because you can't use it if you're lost. Other than just wander around until you find a place that you think, oh yeah, this kind of matches this place on the map. And then you start following the map constantly. Map. If I want a map in a dungeon, I want it to tell me where I am. You could get away with it if it was for a very small area. I got away with it in Nevergate, because the map was just 5x5 squares. So you could sort of very quickly figure it out where you were, and even if you didn't, you'd feel a bit of wandering will get you back to where you know you are. Alright, anyway, smash it. And I smash it, 32 experience gel. Okay, now I'm gonna Greater Earth Elemental, smash that. 14 XP. Making my way north. Quick combat. Oh no, that wasn't quick combat, that was a trap check or something. Oh, dungeon collapse check, I wasn't paying attention. It wasn't anything important. The stone, I've had enough messing around with first person mode. I mean, it's a novelty, but yeah, just doesn't really interest me that much. It's graphical overhead, that's what I'm all about. And there is no dungeon view, but it actually might be easier in the first person. Because at least by then, you're kind of forcing yourself to remember where you've gone, because there's nothing to distract you. Alright, graphical overhead. Save setting. Your dungeon map view setting is set to graph. Okay. Okay, that's enough messing around with the different map nodes. Alright, it is... No, wait. The mic was out of the way. It is hammer time. Hammer time. With a mighty stroke, you slam the frost-covered head of it. And yes, same as before. 32 experience to general. Now I can go to the northeast side. There's another question mark coming up. An inverted pyramid depicting 10 skulls stacked in an inverted pyramid formation adorns the centre slab of stone in this section of the maze passage. It's the way down. Place your hand in the impression. Oh, nothing has happened. I've still got to smash my way through the last of these elementals, like this one. Another 14 XP, and another one, and another 14 XP. Still a small number left. I don't think there's anything else to do but go through all these earth elementals. Well, I was nearly done, so there's not that much wandering around to do on this level. 14 XP. I guess if you are very inefficient in your exploration, you might accidentally have uncovered all of them. An Earth Elemental, 14 XP. Small number, still a small number left. Another Earth Elemental, another 14 XP. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Wandering Wagner's mad. Very few wandering foes remain now. Earth Elemental. Another 14 XP. Still very few. Just wander my way back to the exit. It's another stone Bedamoth. Quick combat. We're not actually just manually fighting this one. For some reason. No particular reason to do so. Got into a battle wage. Stop being so tough! And he's slain. Well, good, good. You're not so tough now. You did what I told you to. 140 XP, 128 to general. Suddenly, as you step back past the heaped remains of the stone guardian, your eyes are suddenly drawn to a curious object lying on the earthen floor of the corridor. A closer examination reveals the item to be a small stone cube. Each of the cube's six sides are adorned with engravings that depict either an eye, a moon, or a skull. You count an equal number, two, of each different engraving while studying the cube. Satisfied you haven't overlooked anything else, you promptly set off along the dark passage. Exploration set. One foe left. Alright, just wander up and down for a bit to encounter it. Let's go. Where are you, you one foe? Or would this be like the other floors where you have to leave one behind? I've made my way to the southwest corner. Okay. Oh, nope. Here's the Greater Earth Elemental. 14 XP. And that's all of them. No wandering foe remains. Now the way down should be unlocked. Just gonna go there to check. But what will those cubes do? I guess we'll find out on the next floor. Place my hand in the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression, just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorned its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Step onto the slab, down to 16. Okay, we're in just a plus shaped section of the. That's all we can see so far. I suspect that this hammer that I've just got will help expand that area and uncover new places to go, new things to see, new monsters to fight, new puzzles to solve, and new things to smash. But anyhow, that will be for next time, because we're at nearly 50 minutes. So if I explore this area, we will go well past an hour. And I don't really want to stop mid-floor, even though I did once with the two bridges level. Was that four? Anyhow. Back to level one. And so anyway, I'll be exiting the slab. Next time, we'll be seeing what's on floor 16. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.